The Boston Master Contract for Janitors is up for renewal, and the janitors of the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, are considering a strike as part of the nationwide Justice for Janitors campaign. As in other parts of the country, Boston's janitors are mostly immigrants who often work part-time without benefits. Janitor Hugo Perez tells us about their demands.
Well, what we're asking is for health insurance, more hours, and more money.
Janitor Francisco Garcia comments about the high cost of living in Boston.
For me, it's not reasonable we make this amount because the rent's very high in Boston and the food's expensive.
There are more than 10,000 janitors that are covered by this contract.
SEIU spokesperson Sylvia Panfil.
Most of those janitors are part-time workers. About more than 8,000 are only provided part-time hours with no benefits.
Francisco Garcia.
I cannot think about to pay a doctor because I don't have money. I got only a part-time, you know. And when I go to the hospital, they want to charge me, you know. I'm scared to be sick because I don't have money. It's a very difficult situation for my family. I don't have any insurance, you know. My wife, if she had any problem, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Marta Ramos, who works full-time as a janitor to support her children, also wants health insurance benefits for her family.
I need benefits for my kids. You know, I don't have insurance for my kids, nothing.
Sylvia Panfil.
We are making our best effort to educate our members about their rights, that it is right to fight for a fair contract, to fight for better wages for their families and health insurance, and educating them also about how many of these contractors have provided better working conditions for janitors in other major cities so that they come to the realization that they're being shortchanged here in Boston.
Francisco agrees with the need for the strike.
But I'm not scared, you know, because I'm a citizen, you know. I had all my documents. I know that I had the right to go strike if my boss is not doing something correct, you know.
SEIU locals in Boston are counting on support from other unions and janitors throughout the country.
So far, we have the support of the Teamsters here in Boston, and they've pledged to honor our picket line should we go on strike, meaning that they wouldn't pick up rubbish at buildings, they would not deliver UPS to those buildings that are on strike, and we also have the support nationwide of SEIU janitors throughout major cities. In Los Angeles, janitors there held a 3-week strike and were very successful, ended up making huge gains and health insurance for their families, full-time work, and better wages.
Francisco Garcia is wearing an SEIU t-shirt that reads, "Standing up for the American dream."
I want to do an American dream. I want to go to school, learn English, you know, fine. And I want to change my life and my family too, because I want to learn electronics. I want to be a professional. But with a part-time and without health insurance, it's difficult, very difficult, maybe impossible.
Si se puede, yes, it is possible, is this phrase that has inspired the janitors. Marta Ramos tells us what it means to her.
Significa algo muy grande porque si se puede todos unidos vamos a llegar a un futuro mejor, vamos a tener salarios mejores.
It means that we can do it, that if we stay united that we can achieve what we're fighting for.
If you want to learn more about the Justice for Janitors campaign, visit www.justiceforjanitors.org on the internet or call 202-898-3200. For Free Speech Radio News, this is Julia Steinberger with Mark Weaver in Boston.